Many of the aid agencies say after a decade of violence and emergency support, it's now time to start providing help which begins to repair the economy and helps people become self-sufficient. Both the EU and NGOs agreed directly giving cash to people was one of many effective ways of doing this. As a bloc, the EU says it's the largest donor of humanitarian aid to Syria, but it's also imposing sanctions against the Syrian government, which charities say makes the economic situation even worse. The EU says it won't lift sanctions until democratic elections take place. Stuart Smith, Brussels.